friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series, and we're studying 2 Corinthians Discipleship Lessons. This is the preface. Paul was under overwhelming stress when he wrote 2 Corinthians about 56 AD from Macedonia. Chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, "We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. But this happened so that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead." Paul was writing to a church where his reputation had been trashed by his opponents, but that desperately needed the balance and correction only he could give. The letter contains many nuggets of spiritual insight, such as the anointing and sealing of the Spirit, living letters written on human hearts, unveiled faces beholding the Lord's glory, a treasure in jars of clay, away from the body but at home with the Lord, the new creation, behold, the new has come, a ministry of reconciliation, ambassadors for Christ. Christ was made to be sin for us, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord, sowing generously, reaping generously in the cheerful giver, rejoicing in weakness despite a thorn in the flesh. The letter is also the most intimate of Paul's epistles. In his struggle with the church at Corinth, he bares his soul and talks about how God has given him strength in spite of the horrific record of physical abuse, repeated hardship, and crushing pressure as an apostle who moved the kingdom forward in faith. As you read, you begin to ask, how can Paul do this? What makes this apostle tick? What can I learn from him? And as you immerse yourself in 2 Corinthians, you'll begin to understand. I know that over the past 6 months that I've been drilling down into this letter, it has brought me both insight and courage to go on when I felt worn out from the struggle. My prayer is that it will bless you as much as it has blessed me. Let's pray. Father, I ask you that you would help my friend as she or he begins a study of 2 Corinthians to just be refreshed and renewed and blessed by the words of a seasoned warrior for you.